Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are very lucky at the moment. There are a lot of good stories in wrestling. The Bloodline is just flying. The Elite versus the Blackpool Combat Club was absolutely crazy. And even though there were some rickety bits, we are certainly about to light a rocket ship to Adam Cole and probably put him in a world title feud with MJF. I'm all good with it. Not all narratives have to just be a three-month program, though, that are bookended by wrestling matches. Sometimes you can take a tale and you can kind of hide it under the surface and then let it simmer and simmer and simmer and boil until it's ready to come over the top and dance all over your face. What? As soon as you do see it, though, you can start to see what the goal is. And I have one of these hidden treasures for you. And it's absolutely genius, and we absolutely should talk about it. Why? Here's why. Well, I'm just going to throw this person's name at you, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, I can't believe what he's talking about. But it's two words, obviously, Daniel Garcia. I'm not saying this is groundbreaking or is going to change the face of professional wrestling. It doesn't always need to be hyperbole. Sometimes it can just be a booker being really smart. That's what I think we've got here with old Dan. For it is a really slow burn, which I personally enjoy because there's so much madness. And actually, it started all the way back on AEW Dark in 2020. This is when Daniel Garcia did indeed make his first appearance in AEW. It didn't massively go to plan because come 2021, he was teaming with Cool Hand Ange and Daddy Magic. Now, I have no idea why they were thrown together, but all of a sudden they become this amazing trio who just started making jokes with each other. And I would watch it and shout out Goofy Wrestling for Life because I love it. And they weren't doing a lot of this on their own time until one day they decided, well, if we do want to make a noise and we do want people to start talking about us, why don't we go after the biggest fish in the pond? They just went and beat up CM Punk. Why not? I mean, the Garcia got his match against the Voice of the Voiceless, and all of a sudden, on a bigger stage, it was like, oh, wow, this guy can really wrestle. And if you were looking for the second coming of Bryan Danielson, or somebody who may be able to take up that guy's mantle when he does retire, well, you could see it. Looking at Dan, he just had something to his technical wrestling. I mean, it's probably why Danielson talked about him all the time, and of course he lost this. But actually, a similar thing had happened before on the Dan Rampage when CM Punk debuted at AEW. Because there he was taking on Jon Moxley, and the only reason he got defeated is because his inexperience showed through. And we didn't just leave it here, or at least Garcia didn't. He started going on Twitter going, oh, I know, man, I shouldn't have done that. I made a terrible mistake, but I promise you I'm going to get better and better and better. You can mark my words, I'm saying it right now. Now, given that he was already doing stuff like this when he was 22 years old, it was a bit like, man, this guy understands what professional wrestling is. But I can only assume somebody behind the scenes looked at him and said, okay, well, he can go in the ring, but now it's time to inject some personality into it. And we knew he had that too, because once again, go and look at his trolling on social media. They're pretty funny. This, of course, is when we went down the whole sports entertainment route because Chris Jericho found out that Matt Menard, Angelo Parker, and Daniel Garcia were going to be broken up. He's like, nah, don't do that. These guys are super funny. Put them with me, and I'll make the Jericho Appreciation Society. So he did. And look what happened as soon as we did do that. Not only were we shining a bigger spotlight on Daniel Garcia, but he was allowed to show this side of himself that we hadn't seen before. And he started wearing that Kangol hat. Now, that pissed a lot of people off, but that was the whole point. He was just trying to do something different to say, hey, I do understand all aspects of this game, and now I'm going to fly. There was also real-life aspects to this relationship, because back in 2019, Garcia had been involved in a terrible car crash where he broke both his legs. And do you know who one of the donors to his GoFundMe campaign was? That's right, it was Chris Jericho. Now, they had no idea what the future held, but the fact that this was here well, you could start to believe in it. It also created some extra controversy because there were those geeks that were going, oh man, Daniel Garcia should be in the Blackpool Combat Club. And while I actually think that will be his end destination, doing this was so much better because, again, we were allowed to have fun. I mean, we essentially turned him into a WWE guy, and these days, he just dances. Like, I went to a recent Dynamite taping, and he was doing this against Roderick Strong, and I could hear people going, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's doing it. And that put a smile in my tum-tum, because this is exactly what he's trying to achieve. This is where you actually do get into the nitty-gritty, because while he would come out and say, I love sports entertainment, and I was born to be a sports entertainer, every now and then he would accidentally call himself a wrestler when he had to say, I don't mean that. Sorry, Christopher Jericho. Of course, it's the entertaining of the sports I want to do. I need to go over here. He even started to act like that he was a little bit frustrated that he was playing the goof. This wasn't thrown directly into your eyes. It was just a wink, wink and a nudge, nudge here. And you just know eventually we're going to pull the trigger. And if we do it right, you could turn him into a proper star. It all came together when he had that brilliant series against Bryan Danielson, which also ties into things we've already talked about, because I told you about the tweets. We were like, man, I'm going to learn. But once again, his inexperience won out here, and Bryan was able to get the win, leaving you with the thought, well, maybe if he did team up with the BCC, they would teach him how not to do this. Because all Jericho was doing, he's like, man, you should wear a nice silver jacket and some spangly shoes. If you want the best piece of evidence that Dan was doing something right, do you know what the audience chanted at him during these fights? You're a wrestler. And he'd be like, oh no, I'm not a wrestler. I mean, it's right there. His face would always speak a thousand words as well. And just to continue this on and keep you invested, recently he has toned it down a little bit. I mean, the headwear is gone, he wasn't as vocal about it. What he started to do was kind of merge being a professional wrestler and being a sports entertainer. And sure, the wiggling of the hips got into it too, but he only does that here and there. So once again, if you want to smell the conflict, you certainly can. And of course, we all know eventually when it is time to hit the go button, he will pick the wrestler side. He'll probably team up with Bryan Danielson, and he'll probably have a program with Chris Jericho when he beats him for the 1-2-3. But by that time, he will have learned so much by doing all the other stuff, he'll be even more prepared for a proper run than he would have been anyway. And now you can see why this story is so good, and if you were chosen to totally ignore it, you wouldn't even know. I mean, you could kind of tell he's hanging on to the Jericho Appreciation Society at the moment, as opposed to being super duper into it. And isn't that what we're meant to be doing all the time? Just ensuring our wrestlers take baby steps, because then you're always going to be interested in them. I mean, the worst thing is when someone completely disappears from TV, so even if you have to do something subtle, do it. I mean, it's also the same with Wheeler Yuta, but in reverse. That's a different video for a different day. I mean, it's just great to see somebody bubbling under the surface who will eventually be in bigger and bigger programs and get a bigger and bigger fan base. I mean, that's why I'm so damn happy AEW does exist. Would he have been able to do this in WWE? I mean, you would have hoped so, but ultimately we don't know. That's why it's great to have an alternative. I mean, it doesn't even matter if this doesn't pay off and it doesn't go anywhere and eventually we do draw a line under it. There is so much damn wrestling on TV. Just try new things and see what happens. And if it fails, who cares? That's how we learn. So now that you do know about it, I would advise you to keep an eye on it, be it AEW Rampage or AEW Dynamite or AEW Collision, which is something else we can hopefully jump into here. I mean, Tony Khan is deliberately trying to put brand new stars on it. Why don't you take Daniel Garcia? Let this play out on Saturday nights. By the end, we could even have a true coming of age story, especially if he becomes the AEW World Champion. As far as I'm concerned, there's every chance of that. Because again, I've seen how he acts on Twitter. Some of the shots that he takes, I'm like, boy, howdy. He went there. Just transfer that across to professional wrestling, which he is doing. The future is bright. The future is orange. Which is a weird marketing campaign slogan from here in the UK from years ago. Also would have worked better for Orange Cassidy. I don't know why I said it. Now, this has probably set a lot of people off, so make sure you get in the comments and let me know, one, have you been keeping an eye on this story and do you know it's a real thing? And two, what do you think about Danny Garcia? I remember when he was in the Dynamite main event a year ago and everybody melted down, well, he's not ready to be in the main event. Well, the only way you can figure out and tell people he should be in the main event is by putting someone in the main event. What? Also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Go to whatculture.com, where we'll keep you up to date with all the latest AEW news. And look, there's a video on the screen. Just give it a click and see where it takes you. I promise you, it's probably my bald head talking about a wrestling subject. You will disagree, and you can yell at me down there. My name is also Simon from What Culture. Thank you very much for joining me, as always. And as you've probably worked out, I'm just a huge fan of Danny Garcia. The weird thing is we interviewed him over WrestleMania weekend last year, and he told us when he was growing up, he used to watch What Culture. While that was lovely, it also makes me really, really old. Now I have to go and sit down and cry. See you soon. Take care. Don't let me die.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.